This arguably could be the soundtrack to Brexit. That's members of the UK Parliament screaming at each other. Enough of that. Here's a more enjoyable Brexit soundtrack. Yep, music played by Brits who don't want their country to leave the EU. A 60-member band took the stage at the European Parliament building in Brussels tonight. The event was titled We're Not Leaving Quietly. It was organized by Ellie Chowns. She's a Green Party member in the European Parliament and represents England's West Midlands region.
The message here is, you know, very distinctly, we are not leaving quietly. And I guess the message is directed both to our colleagues here in Europe. You know, we really want them to know that such a large proportion of the UK population actually wants to stay in the EU, especially young people. And the message is also directed back home to the UK to say, you know, hey, guys, this isn't over yet by any means. We're not leaving quietly. And actually, we're making a song and dance and celebrating the participation of the UK in the EU.
So, Ellie, you're in kind of a funny position. You're a member of the European Parliament representing the UK, and the UK is set to leave the EU with or without a deal at the end of this month. So right now you're employed, but after Brexit, then what?
There are very few people actually here in the Parliament who believe that we are going to Brexit at the end of October.
Really?
The proposals that Boris Johnson have put forward are not adequate to reach a deal. They're simply not. And so we have a law that was passed at the beginning of September saying that if there isn't a deal, the UK has to request an extension. To my mind, that is the sensible thing to do. And the reason we need that extension is not to have a general election in the UK in which all sorts of other issues would get tangled up with this. Actually, where we need to get to is to have a second referendum that's based on a detailed leave proposal. So if the leavers can finally agree among themselves what leave actually means, then that choice, that clear choice should be put back to the people. Because 3.5 years ago, to be honest, the choice wasn't clear.
So, Ellie, back to tonight's concert. You said earlier it's not over yet by any means. That is the Brexit debate. It's one of the biggest political crises of our time. What good will a concert in the European Parliament building actually do to shoring up your desire to, it sounds like, put things in reverse and stop Brexit?
You know, to be honest, as politicians, everything that we do is a drop in the ocean, in a sense. But I'm hoping to kind of remind people here in Europe that actually, you know, the UK's got a lot going for it. It's not just difficult Brexiteers who are trying to put a spanner in the works. Actually, there are so many of us who feel really positive about working in the EU. We're an incredibly kind of creative and diverse country. We've got loads to contribute, as well as having learned loads and taken on board loads of inspiration and influence from elsewhere in Europe and around the world. So what this concert's about is really celebrating that creativity, diversity, and our multi-layered identities. We're British and we're European.
Did you ever expect in your lifetime that you'd have to be defending the value of the UK to Europe?
No, I didn't, actually. And I didn't really expect that I'd have to be so passionately trying to defend the value of the EU to the UK itself. You know, my life has kind of spanned the period of UK membership in the European Union. And I think what we've seen in the last decade or so is that what was originally a very kind of internal Conservative Party argument over membership of Europe has been blown up out of all proportion. So the thing is that the EU has sometimes been scapegoated by those in Britain for everything that they feel is wrong with the country. And I think the Leave campaign tapped into a sense of frustration among a lot of people that government wasn't working for them. And that's actually a sense that I share. We've got a really broken political system in the UK, and that's very much kind of been highlighted over the last few years. But it's not going to be solved by Brexit. It's going to be made worse. And actually, the real reforms that we've got to undertake are in Westminster, not in Brussels. You know, in Westminster, we still have unelected lords making the law. In Westminster, we have a system where we have a prime minister elected by a tiny minority of the population who has no majority in parliament and yet trying to pretend that our problems are in Europe. Our problems are actually in Westminster, and that's where the change really needs to happen.
Well, Ellie, thanks very much for being with us. Ellie Chowns represents the West Midlands in the European Parliament. She organized tonight's Not Leaving Quietly concert in Brussels. Really appreciate your time, Ellie. Thank you.
Thank you.